Today, on this Indigenous Peoples Sunday, we honor the original caretakers who came before us and live amongst us, the First Nations, Inuit, and Métis peoples. As we gather for worship, we acknowledge that St. Matthew's Lutheran Church is located on the traditional territory of the Haudenosaunee, Anishinaabe, and the Neutrals. Today, I would like, in particular, to acknowledge the earliest inhabitants of Waterloo Region, the Chinantin, or People of the Deer, more commonly referred to as the Neutrals, by noting the locations of their known villages throughout this area. Please join me by voicing the response found in your guides after each site is named. The Rydell Road site, located near present-day Blair. We acknowledge your presence and lament your absence. The Dry Lake site, located near present-day Ayr. We acknowledge your presence and lament your absence. The Moyer site, located near present-day New Dundee. We acknowledge your presence and lament your absence. The William Berry site, located near present-day Roseville. We acknowledge your presence and lament your absence. The Surrass Springs site, located near the present-day Dundee Golf Club. We acknowledge your presence and lament your absence. The Mannheim site, located near present-day Mannheim. We acknowledge your presence and lament your absence. The Coleman site, located near the present-day Huron Road. We acknowledge your presence and lament your absence. The Baden Hill site, located near present-day Shingletown. We acknowledge your presence and lament your absence. The Baden West site, located near present-day Wilmot Center. We acknowledge your presence and lament your absence. The Murray site, located near the present-day Laurelwood neighborhood in Waterloo. We acknowledge your presence and lament your absence.
Welcome in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. On this Sunday, where we craft our worship for Indigenous Peoples Day, our focus is on the gifts of the earth. We gather today as stewards of God's creation, seeking to honor the earth and its gifts with gratitude and reciprocity. We give thanks for the land that produces strawberries, the waters, the skies, and all creatures that share in God's creation. We commit to walking gently upon this earth and living in harmony with all of God's creation. I'll invite you to stand for the Thanksgiving for Baptism. You'll find that on page 4 in your guides. We praise you, O God, for water. We need water to drink. We need water to wash. We need water to grow. We praise you, O God, for water. We praise you, O God, for baptism. We praise you, O God, for your Spirit. We praise you, O God, for water. Amen with water. Our gathering hymn is called For the Beauty of the Earth. It is found hymn number 789. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. We give thanks for the gifts of the earth, the land, the waters, the skies, all plants and all creatures that share in God's creation. Teach us to walk gently upon this earth and live in harmony with all that you have created. Amen. Please be seated as we listen to the readings.
I have a children's message. Yeah, sorry. Noah, Gabby, come on up. Oh, sorry, I'm skipping ahead. Children's message, kids, come down here. I'm losing my marbles. I have a good one, too. I have a new book. Sorry, kids. Sorry, Seb. Come, have a seat. Hi, sweet children. How are you? You good? So I found a book that got an honor award for the Caldecott Honor, and it's written by an Indigenous lady who lives in Alaska, and her name is Michaela Goad, and this is called The Berry Song. Seeing as it's the time that some berries are starting to produce, I know in our backyard, we found one, what did we find? Yeah. One ripe strawberry, yeah, was separated into three parts. On an island at the edge of a wide, wild sea, Grandma shows me how to live on the land. Together we pull hemlock branches from the salty ocean, heavy with herring eggs like tiny stars. On the beach we gather ribbons of slippery seaweed, dancing in the tide. By the tumbling icy falls, we dip our nets for silvery salmon hidden beneath the current. And in the forest, we pick berries. Do you like berries? Yeah? Salmonberry, cloudberry, blueberry, nagoonberry, huckleberry, soapberry, strawberry, crowberry. I've never had a crowberry.
Isn't the crowberry the orange thing?
I'm not sure. There's some of these that we haven't had. We'll have to do some research. The berries sing to us, glowing like little jewels. We sing too, so berry and bear know we are here. Grandma tells me we speak to the land as the land speaks to us, I say. Huckleberry, soapberry, strawberry, crowberry, thimbleberry, swampberry, bogberry, chalkberry.
Chalkberry?
Yeah.
What's a chalkberry?
I think we'll have to do some research.
It looks like a green squall.
It does, yeah. It blends in, it's camouflaged. The forest sings to us through misting rain and whoosh of wing, the sweet smell of cedar and the tickle of the moss. We sing too, so the land knows we are grateful. Grandma tells me, we take care of the land as the land takes care of us, I say, giving thanks. Thimbleberry, swampberry, bogberry, chalkberry, lingonberry, raspberry, bunchberry, cranberry. Our ancestors sing to us, their voices dancing on wind and water. We sing too, so they know that we'll always remember. And we sing for the future, so that all will hear and all will know this beautiful berry song. Grandma tells me we are part of the land. As the land is part of us, I say. The ocean sings to us, rolling ashore like a beating drum. We sing too, so the tides know we are home. Together, we make syrups and marmalades until the kitchen glows like a summer sky. We feast on pies and strawberry crisp and raspberry scones and freshly whipped soapberries. We share gifts of blueberry jelly and nangoonberry jam. Thank you, we say. The nights grow long, edged in frost, as sea fades gently into sky. The forest is resting, the forest is dreaming, waiting for the berry song. And so the seasons change. On an island at the edge of a wide, wild sea, I take my little sister's hand. Lingonberry, raspberry, bunchberry, cranberry, strawberry, cloudberry, blueberry, nangonberry. I have so much to show you, she says. Now, did you know the strawberry is a special berry? And from what I understand, it holds special meaning for Indigenous cultures, especially the Haudenosaunee and the Anishinaabeg. And the berry is sometimes referred to as the heartberry. I wonder why it's referred to as a heartberry. Do you think it looks like how we draw a heart? A little bit, yeah. And It's also special because there is further thing that Lana can tell us sometime. It's attached to a creation story, which we won't get into now, but it's one of the first fruits that becomes ripe. So the strawberry is a very special berry, and I have some strawberries that I'm going to share with you, and you can eat yours now, or you can carry it down and you can eat it downstairs. And we're going to give one to everyone in the congregation who wants a strawberry, but you have to wait it and wait to eat it until in the sermon when I say, eat them. Okay, but until then, you get to smell it and look at it and maybe anticipate the deliciousness that it's going to give. Unfortunately, I did not pick these fresh from Hurley's. It did open, but I think they'll still be good. So, children, can you help me give some of these baskets to the congregation? And they can pass it, take one and pass a berry along to the person beside them. Here you go. You go deliver the berries, and I'll save some up here for you. So big kids go to the back. They're in little muffin cups, so you won't get berry juice all over you. Do you want to take some berries and give them out? Do you want to help your mommy? Okay. And the kids have a basket here. Now, Noah and Gabrielle invite you up to start the readings. Come on.
When God began to create the heavens and the earth was complete chaos, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good.
This one should happen now. Oh, you got one. Lana, do you want to lead the water song now? Yeah. You can go down. Yeah.
Just put the water. She is a gift. She's not just a resource, but a living entity. We are all connected to water through the life cycle of water. She gives us the gift of pure water from a stream if we look after her. And what have we given her back? We ourselves are around 50 to 80% water. So it shouldn't be hard for us to imagine what it is to be water. I think this word might be from Robin Wall Kimmerer's book as well. We quote Wika Gamma, and it means to be a bay. So I want you, for a moment, to be a bay. You can close your eyes or keep them open. Imagine you're sparkling with the sun. You're hugged by the banks of the shores, gently drifting along. You're nourishing the roots of the cedars. You are carrying the food for the fishes that swim through you. You're running over your brothers, the rocks. You are flowing with the ducks. You are giving them food. You are spilling over the banks and watering crops. You're rising to the sky, all beautiful and sparkling, and raining and creating more food for the animals and people. You are beautiful. Now imagine, you are that same water. We talked about a place called Grassy Narrows, where that water has been contaminated with mercury poisoning for the last 60 years. What is our gift to that water? She's sad. Imagine you are that water flowing by those same plants. You are flowing up the Wabagoon River, and you're contaminating all the plant life around. All the animals that eat the food from the Ball River that the English River flows into are being contaminated with that water. And the water flows on into Lac Seul and eventually joins the Winnipeg River. And all those fish in that river that people rely on for food are contaminated with methyl mercury. Imagine flowing from the Winnipeg River and ultimately out into the world. That same water, that same rain is falling everywhere. What gift can we give back to our sister water and make her happy and sparkling again? One thing we have is a prayer for the water. So I will sing it. Nibi geza keiko gimi gwecho we namingo gija we nimigo.
A reading from this on? Okay. A reading from 1 Corinthians.
1 Corinthians.
What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through who you came to believe, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither of the ones who plant nor the ones who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and each will receive wages according to their own labor. For we are God's co-workers, working together. You are God's field, God's building.
The microphone cut down.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Genesis. Yeah.
Please rise for the gospel acclamation. We seem to... The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose the reward. Now when Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and proclaim his message in their cities. The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Now, I know it's hot, so you just do what you need to do. If you start overheating, go downstairs and get a cold drink of water. And the community hall is climate controlled, so it is nice and cool, okay? If during the hymns you feel more comfortable sitting, do what you need to do. Gift, gratitude, and reciprocity. Themes of faith that intersect with Indigenous culture. The first reading that Noah read, thank you, Noah, part of the creation story in Genesis, takes us into the gifts of the earth. The waters, land, lights, plants of all kinds, creatures, and humankind created in the image of God. After all is created, God says, it is good. And we're given the instruction to have dominion over the earth. But I wonder, dominion over the earth, has this been misinterpreted, or has this privilege been abused? The word dominion comes from the Hebrew verb rada, which is often translated to have dominion, or to rule, or to reign. It implies oversight. And while the nature of the rule depends on the one who is ruling, it does not necessarily mean harsh or exploitive control. Instead, humanity is to have dominion as God would, as caretakers instead of exploiters. Now, I came across this image. Imagine a shepherd given a golden crown. Instead of wearing it to show off or control others, the shepherd places it in the grass and uses it to carry water to the thirsty sheep. That's the difference between power used for self and power used for care. When God gave humans dominion, God wasn't handing us a great privilege to exploit, but instead a crown of responsibility to be shepherds of creation, not kings over it. The Hebrew word rada tells us that our rule must mirror God's character. Now, this time of year is certainly abundant with gifts from the earth. We care for what grows in our backyard, and some also care for community gardens at schools or in parks or even at churches. Some of us are getting ready to go harvest fresh strawberries. Maybe a few of you already harvest these on the weekend. Harvesting strawberries is something that I have done since childhood, and I look forward to it each year. I've taken my kids since they were toddlers, and it's no challenge to getting them to come along. And the baskets, we get the large ones, three of them, they are filled quickly. Now, my kids do better than I do when I was a kid. I used to, I remember eating quite a few of the strawberries and having the red hands, but we wait. They don't eat them because it's the farmer's strawberries. And then we eat them when we get home. So they're doing better than I did. Many of these strawberries are enjoyed fresh, and usually there's enough for a few jars of jam. Nothing compares to a strawberry harvest off the vine. The smell as you approach, the shiny berry hidden under the leaves and the vines. And when you find a full cluster, you can't help but tell others of your good fortune. Robin Wall Kimmerer, an Indigenous botanist and writer of Breeding Sweetgrass, it's been a popular book. She reflects upon the gift of strawberries in one chapter. And she writes that she was raised by strawberries. And when she writes this, she means not only in proximity, but that the strawberries taught her. And now she's referring to wild strawberries, which are much different than the cultivated ones I have given to you that we purchase. The wild strawberry grows freely with little or no tending from humans. She reflects upon the surprise and gift of discovering wild strawberries, about a feeling of unworthiness and gratitude for their generosity. Strawberries scattered at your feet, a gift coming to you through no action of your own, free, without your beckoning, a reward of sorts, a gift you cannot earn or even deserve, and yet the strawberry appears. Now, the gift creates an ongoing relationship, he says, that it establishes a relationship and an obligation of sorts to give, to receive, and to reciprocate. And for Robin, after 50 years, the strawberry still raises the question of how to respond to their generosity. The response she always falls back to is, eat them. There's your cue. Smell it first, look at it. Eat the gift of the strawberry. We are called to taste and see the grace, beauty, and generosity of nature around us, not as something to take for granted, but as something to be grateful for and to reciprocate. Each gift we receive, whether it's from the earth or a loved one or a kindness from a stranger, invites us to respond with gratitude and pass on that grace to others. We experience the gift of love and grace that we receive from God, and our calling is not only to accept that gift, but to share it with the world, whether this is through stewardship of the earth or kindness or simply by appreciating the gifts we have. Gratitude, after all, is not only about receiving, it's also about giving back, as the strawberry plants give to us without expecting anything in return. Now, there's a lovely story about the gift of an apple tree that talks about these themes. In a small village, nestled between rolling hills and flowing rivers, there was an old apple tree that stood at the edge of a field. The tree had been there for generations, and its branches had spread wide, offering shade to those who sought refuge from the sun, and its fruits fed many families. One year, a girl named Sasha walked by the tree, her arms full of apples she had just picked. She paused for a moment, gazing up at the old tree, and whispered, "Thank you." The tree, of course, didn't respond, but in Sasha's heart, she knew that the tree had given so much over the years. Not just apples, but shade and beauty and comfort, a home to birds and squirrels. It had given to the village without asking for anything in return. And she sat down under the tree. As she sat down under the tree, an old woman from the village approached. She smiled and sat beside Sasha, noticing the apples in her hands. "Are you thankful for the tree?" the woman asked. Sasha nodded. "It's the best tree in the world. It's always there for us." Well, the old woman smiled, and with a glint in her eye, she told Sasha a story. "When I was your age, we didn't have much. But we had this apple tree. My mother would always tell me that the tree gives to us freely, but that it's important that we also give something back. It doesn't always have to be apples, but sometimes it's a song, or a moment of peace, or a smile to someone who needs it." Well, Sasha thought for a moment. She could see how the tree gave so freely, and it made her wonder what she could give in return. That evening, Sasha decided to share her apples with the other children. She also picked a few more and gave them to her mother, who was cooking dinner. And as the days passed, Sasha started noticing more and more ways she could give back. A smile to a lonely neighbor, a kind word to someone who was feeling down, or a helping hand to someone who needed it. One morning, Sasha walked by the tree again. This time, she didn't just say thank you in her heart. She whispered, "I'll share what I have with others, just as you've shared with me." And from that day on, the apple tree seemed even more vibrant, its apples sweeter, its branches stronger. The act of giving and receiving had come full circle, and Sasha understood that nature, like love, is a gift meant to be shared, not kept to ourselves. And so we sing. Our hymn of the day is called Light Dawns on a Weary World, and it is 726. I'll invite you to stand if you are able. Let us come before God with our prayers for the earth, for each other, for our communities, responding to God of grace with, "Hear our prayer." We pray for creation. We thank you, Creator, for the earth, the waters, the trees, the plants and strawberries, the animals and people who share this sacred space. May we care for these gifts with the same love with which you gave them to us. God of grace, hear our prayer. We pray for Indigenous communities. We pray for the Indigenous peoples of this land, for their wisdom, their resilience, and their deep connection to the earth. May we listen to their voices and learn from their teachings. God of grace, we pray for the stewards of the earth. Help us, O Lord, to be faithful stewards of your creation, living in harmony with the land and all its creatures, and sharing in the work of reconciliation and healing. God of grace, Hear our prayer. We pray for grateful hearts. We give thanks for the gifts of the earth, the strawberries, water, and all plants and animals that sustain us, and for all people who journey on this land. May we remember that we are in relationship with all that you have made. God of grace, hear our prayer. All of our prayers we raise to you, O God, trusting that you are always with us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior, amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let's share God's peace with each other. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Pour your spirit upon this meal, bless it to our bodies, and us to your service. And now we pray as you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Taste and see that the Lord is good. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
here, which is traditional indigenous bread made by Lana. You can come and take a piece, and if you'd like more strawberries, you're certainly welcome to have those as well. In the bannock, there's flour, canola oil, salt, and baking powder.
Thank you.
rise or sit. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen us and keep us in God's grace. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. A few announcements. Join us for a barbecue after worship down in the community hall. You'll have a nice relief in the cool air down there, so you can cool down a little. Bob and Linda Karn are celebrating their 62nd wedding anniversary today, and they brought in some cupcakes to celebrate, so join them. Congratulations and God's continued blessing. We go forth with God's blessing. May the Creator who made the earth and all its wonders bless you with a heart of gratitude. May you walk in harmony with creation and share the gifts of the earth with all. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen. Our sending hymn, Peace Like a River, 785.
Thank you.
in peace to serve the Lord and live in the gift of faith. Thanks be to God.